issues that are discussed very much in depth, which the opportune time is particularly this week, which is the week of Rosh Chodesh Shvat, is a Sefer Yetzirah. The Sefer Yetzirah, of course, is literally translated as the Book of Creation. There's no question that the Sefer Yetzirah happens to be the oldest and probably the most mysterious of all the Sefer Kabbalah. As a matter of fact, the first Mefarshim that you find on the Sefer Yetzirah is written already in the 10th century. And the text of the Sefer Yetzirah itself is already quoted in the 6th century. And references to the work, as L'maaseh, is already mentioned in the 1st century, going back to the time of the Tanoim, actually. And interesting also that the Sefer Yetzirah, per se, is a very, very small sefer. The short version has something like a little over 1,000 words, around 1,300 words. And then there's the longer version, which is 2,500 words, approximately. And the version of the Goyin is somewhere in between, something like 1,800 words. The earliest source to which the Sefer Yetzirah is attributed is to Avraham Avinu. As Avraham Avinu being the Mechaber, actually, of the Sefer Yetzirah, this can be found in the writings of Reb Sadia Goyin. Sadia Goyin, this goes back to the 10th century, he writes that Yishem Friedrich the Kadmoinim, here talks about the Kadmoinim. The Kadmoinim, the ancient, said that Avraham Avinu wrote it. And that's supported by many, many opinions as well. So is Mashmin in the Zohar, and also in the Razil, that attribute the Sefer Yetzirah to Avraham Avinu. Matter of fact, there are a number of old manuscripts that have of Sefer Yetzirah, which begin with sort of like a title, Letters of Avraham Avinu. Letters of Avraham Avinu. Most everybody agrees that even if it's a tribute to Avraham Avinu, that does not mean that the entire Sefer as we have it now is written by Avraham Avinu. The Sadia Goyin explains that the principles that are taught in Sefer Yetzirah were first taught by Avraham Avinu, but they were not assembled in book form until much later. It's an interesting thing just to point out, just to have an idea, you know, how far we take this, that according to the opinions that Sefer Yetzirah goes back to Avraham Avinu, so it comes out that there is in many editions, actually, of the Sefer Yetzirah, actually it says that the famous Pasuk, the Sanefesh Asher Osu Bechoron, the Rashi says, what does it mean, Avraham Avinu? Right? The Sanefesh Asher Osu, that they created in Choron. So Rashi says it means that they were Megayer Gerin, Sora the Noshim, Avraham Avinu the men. Whereas the Sefer Yetzirah says, no, this means to be taken literally. Sanefesh Asher Osu, Avraham Avinu actually created people. If you have the Sefer Yetzirah, then you can create humans. Sanefesh Asher Osu Bechoron means Avraham Avinu actually created people by using the Sefer Yetzirah. So that's a very interesting thing when you can say and you attribute it to Avraham Avinu, how far we go with this. What's interesting just to point out that we know that there's no question, if you talk about Tanoim, that Rabbi Kiva, who is the one, as the Gemara tells us, who darshan tila tilim shel halachas, or kol koitz v'koitz, the Gemara menachas dap chotes, he darshan all the crowns of the letters even, that even the crowns of the letters come to teach us many things. So, therefore, it's not surprising, you know, because there's no question that Rabbi Kiva was considered to be the biggest expert in the mystical realm as well. As a matter of fact, Yibshima ben Yochai, who is the Mechaber of the Zohar, was the Talmud of Rabbi Kiva. And therefore it's not surprising there are some opinions that say that in fact that the authorship of Sefer Yetzirah is Rabbi Kiva. It's not such a simple situation. There are some who believe it was Avraham Avinu, going back that far, and the other opinion is that it goes back to Rabbi Kiva. L'maaseh, we know that a generation later of Rabbi Kiva, the Gemara tells us two of Rabbeinu Kodesh's Talmidim were involved by using Sefer Yetzirah. The Gemara tells us that the Chani Raboishe that engaged themselves every Friday using the Sefer Yetzirah, and before Shabbat to create, as the Gemara says, an igla tilta, loosely translated, a prime calf, right? A choice calf, minamufcher, igla tilta. They would use the Sefer Yetzirah and create every Erev Shabbos. So, Mamela, we find that this had been used. So some say they didn't actually create a physical cat. Some say that basically it was more of a meditative image, and the spiritual satisfaction was the same as eating. I'm in chat also. So it's not really talking about in the physical sense. But let me tell you what the Shlach Kodesh says. So Shlach Kodesh says that in fact the whole shaila between Yosef and his brothers, whether they ate Evan Menachai or not, right? Whether they ate Evan Menachai or not, as Rashi says, Yosef, Yosef is the Bosom Roh. What was it? One of the things that they ate Evan Menachai, the Shlach Kodesh, they created animals through Sefer Yetzirah, and there's no Isser of Evan Menachai. So you see how far this is taken. So here we have these very interesting issues. So in Chodesh Shvat in particular, we have a very, very noteworthy piece of Sefer Yetzirah, which we're going to look at. First, as Agdamah to Reb Tzadik's interpretation, is the Shem Shmuel in the words of Reb Gedal Yishor. Reb Gedal Yishor repeats the words of the Shem Shmuel, but somewhat a little bit in his own Lashon, which gives us a better understanding of what the Shem Shmuel means. So basically, the first idea here is from the Shem Shmuel, Anishtikl Sefer Yetzirah, relating directly, specifically to Chodesh Shvat, and then we'll see Tzadik's take on it as well. So I want to mention that, as far as Tzadik is concerned again, that one of the many, not to say preoccupation, but Tzadik writes about a lot, is about the idea of eating. Tzadik is among those, and there are different opinions of the school of thought. He goes with the opinion that eating is an evil necessity. You can't live without it, but therefore you have to know how to eat, how a yid is supposed to eat. In a very, very specific way. You know, Tzadik talks about it in many, many of his writings, about the eating of the avoid of achila, of how a yid is supposed to eat. And the Tzadik goes on to say many, many places. By the way, he wrote a whole kuntras, it's called Eis HaEichel. A whole kuntras, it's called Eis HaEichel. It's on the end of the Pritzadik, in Chelik Aleph, at the end. The whole kuntras, it's called Eis HaEichel. Time of eating. And the Tzadik there relates that eating is a natural desire, is a natural instinct to eat, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu incorporated into the Bria, otherwise people would starve and they would die, because they would not have a drive or feel a need to eat. The Tzadik says the taivis of achila and arayas go together. He says they're sisters. He says someone, he says, who does not control his eating habits probably has a weakness in the other areas as well. This is the whole theme that the Tzadik writes many, many times. And ultimately he writes that being that a yid is supposed to know how to eat l'shem shemayim with kedusha. And he says that Kedusha, of course, means that a person is not to overindulge and eat that which he needs. But the Tzadik basically points out, he makes a chilik between eating vegetables and eating meat. And the Tzadik writes, says that food that's grown from the ground, he says, can be raised up to Shemayim, he says, through faith, through emunah, through the bracha that you make, which says, L'Hashem U'Artzim Loyo. But meat, he says, is forbidden to be eaten except, he says, to a Talmud Chochom, who eats in the purity of Kedusha, establishing his Shulchan as a Mizbeach. In other words, what he says, the Tzadik says, eating meat is a more difficult task. First of all, it elicits more desire, number one. More time to eat meat than to eat other things. Number two, says the Tzadik, in the Kabbalistic hierarchy, meat is higher in the chain of creation. As you know, so meat is a chai. It's higher in the chain of creation, which means it requires a higher level of purity when you eat it. And therefore, this is reserved, he says, only to those who really know how to do it. So this is just, he says, the idea is the person always has to be conscious of the act and seek to eat without lust or gluttony. That's basically what Tzadik writes over and over again. So with this in mind, let's take a look here at the first item that we have. Yedua Shakodesh Baruch Hu Boros Oilon Ba'oisi Satoire. We know Hakodesh Baruch Hu created the world with Oisi Satoire. Yistakel Hakodesh Baruch Hu Ba'raisa Ba'alma. Kodesh Baruch Hu was mistakel, he looked into the Torah and he created the world. What it means is that Kodesh Baruch Hu used the different variations, different tzibufim of the Yosef HaTorah, and by these various combinations that Kodesh Baruch Hu used, he utilized the Yosef HaTorah to create the world. Ukadis, as the Gemara says in Brachas, Yoidea Hoye Betzalel, Betzalel also had the knowledge, Betzalel Oysi Yosheben Nivru Shemayim Bioret. If you know the formula, if you know how to properly put the Yosef together, then you also can create Shemayim V'yoritz. Bezalel had this spiritual, intellectual know-how to be able to use the Yosef in which Shemayim V'yoritz were created. But again, what's noteworthy is that Shemayim V'yoritz was created through Yosef. Through Yosef. By Bazoi, if that's the case, so v'chol chodesh yesh lo yishar miyuchid, Nivra b'tzufei oisiyas acheres. So you might think that the entire world or Shemayim or time was created with one set of oisiyas for all times. It's not true. Every chodesh has its own set of oisiyas. Every chodesh, every month is its own identity. Every chodesh has its own individuality. So the oisiyas that created one month are not the same oisiyas which gives the vitality or gives the chiyus of another different month. The Sefer Yetzirah, which is attributed to Avraham Avinu, Yisra, Al Kol Chodesh V'Chodesh, there we can find Ketzad Hois V'Briyas HaChodesh V'Esa Ois Shaykh L'Chol Chodesh, and which letter belongs to that particular month. What is noteworthy for us, therefore, Al Chodesh Shvat Omru, regarding Chodesh Shvat, the Lashon of the Sefer Yetzirah is the following: Himlich Ois Tzadik B'Le'ita. These words need interpretation, as you can see, and this is the path which Yishem Shmuel is going to try to explain, and Reb Tzadik also. Himlich Ois Tzadik, which means very simple, just that the Ois of Chodesh Shvat is the letter Tzadik. The Ois, which based the makeup of Chodesh Shvat, is the letter Tzadik. So the Sefer Yetzirah says Himlich Ois Tzadik. Tzadik is the dominant letter, but it says Bile'ita. How to use and how to interpret this phrase Bile'ita in context with the Chodesh and in context with the Ois Tzadik is what's the task and the object of this year. But we can take out in a practical matter how to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with this message, understanding. By understanding what the makeup of the Chodesh is, we can understand what is the Avodah particularly in this month. It's not limited to this month, but particularly the Avodah and the essence of this month. So you have to know Masha Kosadin Yinzeh, he says, the Sefer Shemesh Shmuel B'Tayshas Dir. So basically, this is the Shemesh Shmuel. HaLoshin Le'ita. Where do we find the Loshin of Le'ita? Matzino etel Esav Arosha. Sho'omel Yaakov Avinu Halitaini Nomin Odom Azeh. Le'ita is a cheap or a zilzal Loshin of Achila. Whereas a regular person, we refer to it, he's eating. Halitaini Nomin means pour into me, shove into me, fill me. Halitaini no. Shtop paran. No. Pour in. V'chein aviyu chazal. Halitayu l'roshe v'yomus. Chazal say sometimes, he's a roshe who doesn't care about Yisra v'heter. And he comes along, and you have peiris, which partly needs to be gemeiser. The gemor is a roshe. And a roshe who's not interested, in other words, he's ready to steal it. And by stealing it, he may also eat peiris which are not gemeiser. So the gemor says, let him stuff himself and die. Halitayu roshe. Expression. I would say, let him stuff himself. I would say, let Rosh Hashanah be almost. Le'ita perush achila. Because of course, le'ita, the shayrish of the word le'ita means achila. Ach achiluk, the difference between halosh and le'ita, halosh and achila, tole bekavonis achila, is tole in the attitude of how you eat. Le'sheimahu oichel, the ech nirus achila shalom. How does his achila project? Kibem is the fact is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sidro Elomo Isho Odom Tzorech Lachiyoisoi Lozon Estapshir Lachiyoisoi Lozon Estapshir. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world that a person for his chiyus has to sustain himself. It's not shy to live without eating, so that's clearly a necessity. Ubilti Zeh Yefshir Lozon Lachiyos Ach Nuvar HaMachol Biatzimoy. But besides the etzim food, Yesh Inyan Arevus HaMachol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also created the taste of the food, but it's not the taste of the food that sustains you. The vitamins of the food, if you will, is not the taste. Right? You could have a similar food, right? Which doesn't taste good at all. But yet it sustains you just the same. So it's not the taste of the food. But there is a tzairach. There is a necessity for the taste of the food. You know why? Because if not for the desire, not for the, but for the time, for the taste, right? If a person would have a drive to eat, wouldn't have any desire at all, if not for the taste in the food. Says, the person would not have a taiva desire to eat. Why should he eat? The seichel on paper, there's no seichel that says that you have to eat. First of all, kish behefsed moment. Big grocery bill. That's the demand. Takes time, right? Boy, mistakel al kol tanuge oilam azeh hanitzrochim. He says, "Be'emet liyishev oilam kemaseh behemet." The truth is, if you look at achila, Achila clearly to sustain oneself. That's a matias. But a person would not understand, would not have the feeling that he has to eat, would not realize that he has to eat without the taste. And therefore, many times, the person's eating is no more than different. This is an animalistic need. It's a need. The human animal, the human beast. One of the things are, because otherwise the person would not have a desire, he wouldn't eat. If he wouldn't eat, he would die. This is also what the Gemara means in Shabbos. It says, "Ki hu omar vayehi hu tzivo vayamoid." You say this in Yechavoid. So the Gemara says, "Ki hu omar vayehi zu isha." The person would have a desire in that area. Why would he get married for? Why would he get married for? Hu tzivo vayamoid elu bonin. You know, the Kodesh Baruch Hu was mitzave. Ki hu omar vayehu. It was a gzeir in the bria that a person should have a drive in these areas. Pirish. A person will not take it. Why do we need responsibility for raising a family for it? He put into the bria. This will drive him. This will force him. They'll feel a need to be Yosef, be Yishuv Shalom, and to build the world, and to continue the world. The Chen Omer Chazal, Chazal also saying Kehelas, Amash Shekotov in the Potek says, Gam Es Oilam Nosam Delibam, Pirish, Gam Es Oilam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, planted into the minds of people to build the world, Pirish, Lasek Binyon Oilam, She'ilu Lo Yetzer Hara, Chazal's Loshen, She'ilu Lo Yetzer Hara, Lo Bono Odom Bayis, Lo Nos Ishim. He wouldn't do that. Said the Shem Shmuel, and your Gedalia quotes, in spite of the fact, being that we have Cheshik and we have Taiva, because it's a necessary drive to continue the human race and to continue the Yishuv Olam, Achafel became, but you're a person, you're not an animal. So in addition to your physical desire, you also have a mind, and you also have an intellectual direction, and you have a spiritual calling. So Achafel became Wavoyde Shemuta Lodom Hu. Yes, it's a necessity that you have to eat for kim oilam, but the idea is that he eats because the world needs to live. You have to eat. But it should not be connected or driven because of the attractiveness or the taste of the food. Yes, it's there. But clearly, as the Pasuk says, because of tzaddik oichel l'soiva nafshoi, the tzaddik eats what he needs for sviya. Means she'ikra achilas tzaddik hu avur kiyam hanefesh shaloi, the soiva nafshoi, to be able to sustain himself. His neshama should be able to keep itself and to be able to be in the goof, to remain in the goof. Avol ilu she'oichel l'man tavosom, but those that eat l'shem taiva, Nikra achilosa b'shem le'ita. That's called le'ita. Le'ita means achila l'shem taiva. The ma'isa achila might be the same, but the way one eats and the kavana behind eating, that distinguishes between what's called achila and what's called le'ita. She'oich l'mach masarev samachal, because they're eating l'shem taiva. U'kaloshen ha'targum, because look at the targum taka there in Parshas Toldos on the pasuk al haliteini, no? Targum says, va'atimeini l'shem tam. That Esav's tongue is sticking out and he can't wait. In order to be able to relish, you know, the taste of the machol, shirotsa b'tam hadover, the zeh anikra b'shem le'ita. That's what le'ita means. He says le'ita loshin yoisa chozik mistam achila. It's a much more powerful loshin than stam eating. The nikra kain, we use the loshin le'ita to reserve kisha oichel ba'ofin gashmi, ki bechol achila, because in reality every achila yesh ikra v'tofel. There's the main and there's the tofel, the secondary purpose. Ki atay v'hirak tfeila. The taiva, that's the tofel. Ke taiva nisnara kidei shodem yoichel. The taiva is merely to motivate him to eat. But v'odem tzorach l'dabek asem bo'ikav le'etofel. But man is supposed to connect himself to the ikav, not to the tofel. Im odem l'dabek asem ba'at tofel, nikra zeh b'shem l'ita. He connects himself with the tofel, then it's called the ita. So we have a distinction between the loshen achil and the loshen l'ita. L'ita means where a person eats l'shem taiva. The taiva was created in the bria. That you being a person, you being on a higher level, the idea is that you don't eat l'shem taiva. The taiva might be there and the desire might be there, but you transcend. When you eat for a higher purpose. Now, Chodesh Shvat, says the Sefer Yetzirah, Himlich ois tzaddik b'le'ita. So what does it mean? Now we know what le'ita means. Le'ita means is a derogatory definition of eating. Pirish. Now that there is such a concept of le'ita in the world, b'chol dover yesh taive, imkein harebi yecholus odom litoim. It's an obvious question. A person can throw an argument, eich shayich lo'ili is gabral taivezu. I mean, I can fight nature. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this in nature. This is built into nature. So if it's built into nature, already HaKadosh Baruch Hu borrow oilam ima taive, ima le'ita. Eich shayich sheyidabi kisatz mirak bo ikar. So how does shayich, a person might ask, that he should connect with the ikar, which is not eat l'shem taive, but to eat as an avodas Hashem, im ha'tofu, if the tofu, which is the secondary purpose, shi ha'taive mo'oyle ro'y lasik miyon oilam, if it's the tofel that motivates him to be Yosik in Yon Oilom, Velita Napshoi, El Arevis Hamachol, that's what nature insists. Says the Shem Yishmuel, Al Zen Nosan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bo'ilom, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a second nature. What is the second nature? The same Bria that contains Taiva within the Bria, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also built into that same world. It's built in. Laham Lecho Ois Tzadik Bili'ite. Tzadik moira al tzadik, because literally tzadik is tzadi. But tzadi, he says, means tzadik. So his tzadi means tzadik. Moshadosh Chazal is the Gemara Darshan from Tech the Shabbos. There's tzadik poshut, right? And tzadik kofel. We have two tzadiks, right? We have the tzadik, we have the long tzadik, which is the end of tzadik. We have the tzadik kofel and tzadik poshut, which means to say, tzadik means the definition of tzadik is the motion tzimtzum. That's what tzadik is. To contract, to withdraw, to be able to contain. Tzadik means to control oneself. Perish mitzamtzem maisov. Shei al pidin, shei betzedek. Tzadik is tzedek. It should be with correctness. It's with correctness when one does not overindulge. When someone is able to control. When someone is able to withdraw. V'chein b'yin achila gam kein, nikra tzadik. The same thing when it comes to gab achila, is a person called the tzadik. When is he called the tzadik regarding achila? Kishe mishtamish u'mechavim b'achilosa l'tzorech v'tachlis ha'mechub. When he eats for the purpose, for the primary purpose that one should be eating for. Again, tzadik oichel esoy v'nafshoy. Here it says clearly the lashon tzadik connected with achila. She tzadik mitzamtze ma'asov. A tzadik basically, he controls and he's mitzamtze. His actions, sheyi achilosoy rak v'shul kiyum nafshoy. He eats because he needs food to sustain himself. The eitzel rishoyim, ksiv by rishoyim, it says, what does the same potik say? Ubeten rishoyim techsa. The Poshup Shad means obviously it means a Rosh's stomach is always empty, because no matter how much you feed him, he always wants to eat more. The Goin made a very interesting play on words. Bet Rishon Techsa means a Rosh says to himself, he sees how much he enjoys eating. He says, why couldn't you give me two stomachs? Why don't you give me three stomachs? So what is he missing? He's missing a second stomach. Ubeten Rishon Techsa. The Rosh is missing a beten. He's missing another stomach. But won't you have more? He says, why just one stomach? Why did you create me one stomach? Come give me two stomachs. We have double enjoyment. That's what a goyim tells you. Beten rishon techsa. Not that the stomach is empty. He's missing a beten. He's chosen another stomach. So the beten rishon techsa. Mefarish agroa sharishoyim. Shekol achilosam yachav rak bishul tavosam. Says the goyim rishoyim with their entire achila is basically bishul tavosam. Chosen lemoid beten. What they're lacking, what's missing, is another stomach. He roitzim lamalis oid void. They want to fill more and more. Ashenken a tzadik, however, tzadik in contrast, shekol achilose akrak l'man kiyumoi, sheyiloi koyach b'zeh labed is boiroi. Tzadik understands that the purpose of eating is to have koyach to be oivet Hashem, koloshin Rambam b'chizdeus. The Rambam says, shimodom oichel kedei labed et Hashem, oz gam achilosoi hu avoide l'Hashem. So now is achilos is avoide? Is achilos actually an avoide? V'zeh hu ha-bechine shel tzadik. That is really the bechine. This is really the essence of a tzaddik. The essence of a tzaddik means shemishtamish b'chol dover b'habriya b'tzedek. That he uses everything that Kodesh Baruch Hu created in the Briya, he uses it for its right purpose. You can use it, or you can misuse it. Tzaddik means to use it the right way. Tzaddik, b'tzedek, not to misuse it. Then it's against tzaddik, right? But to do it b'tzidkit, to do it b'tzedek, to do it with righteousness, to do it with correctness, that's a tzaddik. He's mishtamish in everything in the Briya. It can be either used or abused. Tzaddik uses the tzaddik. So together, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not demand from humankind that which is not capable. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also created the tool or the weapon to be able to control that koyach of le'ita. Yes, avadin avadin debriya, there is the koyach of le'ita. There's the drive of le'ita. There's the drive and there's the taiva tamacho. But together with that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also created the koyach of contraction, the koyach of withdrawal, the koyach of tzadik, the koyach of tzimtzum. The makoyach shel le'ita shesh b'yoyel nivra ha'oiz tzadik. The tzadik was created with it. Shu'akoyach lim shalala taiva. This is the lotion of the Sefer Yetzira now. Himlich ois tzadik b'le'ita v'tzorfon zebozeh. What Kadosh Baruch Hu did was, he was mamlich. Kadosh Baruch Hu took the ois tzadik and gave it control. Gave the letter tzadik, he gave it control over the nature of le'ita. Shetzidet v'toich ha'le'ita ho'ois tzadik. Sheyuchal ho'odam. So Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him the power. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him the wherewithal. Nishtamish boi b'tzedek. Loshen Himlich, of course, look at Loshen Himlich, it means that can be the dominant force. Because of course you're going to have attention. Tzarecha, you're going to have the drive, the natural drive, the natural instinct, which is going to lead you and direct you in one direction. But then you're going to want to use what your mind tells you, with the intellect, to try to direct you in a different direction, in a higher level of eating. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you a dominant force. He gave you a power that's stronger than the natural drive. That means Himlich. Himlich means she emotional al halaita. To be able to control and rule over le'ita. V'loisha le'ita v'atai v'tim shalolot. And the Sefer Yetzirah says further, v'kosha lo'i kese. Kadosh Baruch Hu tied it and connected it as a crown. Which means, says the Shem Yishmur, v'loyoy. Not only HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you the koyach of control. El she'yecholim lasas imizeh le'ita keser v'atorah l'aboyeris bora. When a person is able to take the low and the base instincts of the Bria, and elevate it to a higher purpose, you have now created a crown to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The crown of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what is it? Diamonds, pearls, jewels. This is not a crown of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaningless. The crown that we as people, human beings, are able to present a crown, a keser to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is by being dominant over the Bria. That's the Malchus. We show Malchus over the Bria. And this, in fact, is extending a keser to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who gave us that koyach of dominance. So v'loyoyid al shechoyin lasas again mizeh al ita kesev atol al boyer izbach shemishtam shem ba'achila ach v'rak l'man avidosoy harei gam o'achila hi mitzvah. Well, chayin, therefore, maybe the sasemis I could point out, yichoyid ishvat is also keneged Yosef HaTzadik, because you know there's 12 chadoshim and there's also 12 shvotim, and there's differences of opinion between the Arizal and others which chadoshim correspond to which chadoshim. So according to sasemis goes with the opinion, the Chodesh Shvat is connected to Yosef HaTzadik, because according to the way we are learning now, the way we explained, Himlich Ois Tzadik B'le'ita, that a person is able to have the dominance, to have control over the manner of his eating. So that's in fact is the mid of Yosef, the mid of Tzadik. Yosef was always called Yosef HaTzadik. Right? Because Yosef was the primary, he's always the paradigm that we look to. The one who showed the way of how a person is able to be in control of his instincts. The Chodesh Zeh Nesugu L'Hamlich Ois Tzadik B'Yon Olam Hazeh. So what we're saying is that Chodesh Shvat was created with the letter Tzadik. Each and every Chodesh was created by means of a different letter. But Chodesh Shvat in particular is the Ois of Tzadik, which means that more than any other month in this particular Chodesh, a Yid who is willing to rise up in his Derech and Avodas Hashem is able to utilize the genetic makeup of this particular Chodesh to exercise a particular control in the manner and the way that he eats, which he turns over an achila shel chul into an achila shel mitzvah. That's Himlich Ois Tzadik, because Baruch took the Ois Tzadik, which is the makeup of Chodesh Shvat, as we pointed out, b'le'ita, in a way that he's able to control his eating. So this is the idea of Chodesh Shvat. That's the Ois Tzadik, and that's in connection with le'ita, the Oitma of achila. You'll see in a similar way, as many times I pointed out, the great people think alike. So you'll see, as far as le'ita is concerned, Rav Tzadik has a different twist. A slightly different twist, a very interesting thing. Rav Tzadik here in Pri Tzadik also brings down, as you take a look. By the way, Rav Tzadik has about 5-6 different versions, different, totally different perushim in these words. But the Sefer Yetzirah says, Himlich Ois Tzadik B'le'ita. Ushvat Bashona. And the Chodesh Shvat is part of the year. Is Shvat in the years. Shvat is the one that has the Ois Tzadik among all the Chadoshim of the year. So Ois Tzadik is Chodesh Shvat. First of all, says Reb Tzadik, Tzadik Nikra Mam Denot HaBris. Tzadik is one who is able to control himself in the area of natural lust and natural desire. K'mishoma b'zohar HaKadosh, and the Zohar HaKadosh says, Uksiv, there's another pasuk, Tzadik Oichel Tzayv Anafshir. Here, right away, we can see again, as Reb Tzadik, even though that is going, saying it in Beteresh, as he says at other Mekaymas, he sees that these two natural instincts go together. The control of Achila with the control in the other areas as well, other areas of desire. Tzadik is called one as Naitzer Bris, and right away, again, he quotes the pasuk, Tzadik Oichel Tzayv Anafshir. It's also Tzadik, because these are two natural tithes, two natural desires, two natural drives. The Shisha Shavuos, and the 7 weeks, the second 7 weeks of Shoivavim, which is Shmois, Va'era, Boy, Bishalach, Yisrael, Mishpotim, which the Arizal points out are special days, right? With special days which have a particular koyach of tshuva. In these particular days, Amusugolim, the Tikkun Tagam Abris, is a particular weeks which are Mesugol, which they carry within themselves a much greater possibility. The person to be able to be Mesakin himself in the areas of Tagam Abris. The Achikach then comes Chodesh Odor, because when you finish your Shoivavim, what comes, as we know, right, that comes Chodesh Odor. That's going to be mentioned the next month. We're going to be past the Shoivavim. Chodesh Odor, he says, is Machias Amalek. And what do you think Machias Amalek is? That's the Makid B'Patish in Pagam Abris. Because as we find, Shu Menaget was there. Amalek's Avoide. Amalek was the Shoirish of Tumah. His Avoide is that Yidin should be Nichshul in the area of Bris. Kesham Rub Medrish, as the Medrish says, Shoyachoytech Milo Yseyah. Vayezanev Bechon, the Potter Vayezanev, Roshan Zonov. What he did was, he cut the Miloseim and he threw the orlus in the face of the Yidden. Heavy loch masher b'charta. Here, take. The Yidden bristles a gavaldik zaks. He throws here. He threw the orlus into their face. Amolek, as the Gedolim Mepharshim say, asher korcha badera, korcha from Moshe Kerry as well. So the Tzaddik points out the 6 weeks of Shoivavim, which is an exercise, which is the exercise of a tikkun and pekam abris. If these 6 weeks go with success, then you'll be zoich ultimately to bechias Amolek. To really to eradicate it completely. That's why Chodesh Odor, which is Mechias Amalek, follows right after Shoivavim. Chodesh Odor is Mechias Amalek, that's Purim, of course, which is Mechias Amalek. Says Reb Tzadik, as far as Chodesh Shvat is concerned, comes the Tikkun of Chodesh Shvat that comes to fix the deficiencies in Achila. Because again, Reb Tzadik says, and we pointed out many times, because the downfall. They show you the first thing that caused the problem, right? First chait of mankind, chait of the Marishan, started with Achila, the Chila Beit Hadas. And that first chait is the source of all the subsequent chatoim, all the serious chatoim. It started with the enticement of the Nochesh, started with the taiva of Achila. Umezev bo hazuham o pegam hazev. It talks about is pegam abris in the other areas, in the other areas of desire that came as a toitzor. Because before, let's understand what happened. Before they ate from the Eitz Hadas, right? The Torah says they didn't know Bois Bashoshu, even though they were Arum and Haim, right? Even though they were not clothed, Bois Bashoshu. What brought the Yetzer Hara in the other areas was the Achila. It's only after they ate from the Eitz Hadas, so it didn't remain after the desire of the Achila, but as a result of the desire of Achila, all of a sudden, all the other Yetzer Haras came into play as a consequence. So you see that the Sheirish is controlled in Achila, says the Tzaddik. Starts with Achila. How your achila is. If you're able to elevate your achila, you're able to exercise more control in the other areas of kedusha as well. The yetzer hara, when he tries to be an actual person, he tries to grab hold of him, he tries the downfall, he tries to overpower him in the areas of achila. Look at the pasuk. V'chalto v'savoto, yishom lochem, like we say, penyiv telavachem. V'chalto v'savoto, oh, v'chalto v'savoto. That's usually when a person has everything he needs, right? Then he overindulges. He loses control, right? He has no dangit. He has no hope. Forgets about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Chalt of the Savato, Yisham Lachem. Ubisifri, Shom say Chazal and Sifri, she ain't other murdered by Kodesh Baruch Hu. A person is not rebelling on Kodesh Baruch Hu. Elamatoich Sevia. Or maybe Mekamat Sukkim. The Zehu. This is the meaning. Himlech ois tzadik bele'ita. This is quite similar so far to the Shem Yishmol, as you see. Which means, Sheyi achila bekedushe. Tzadik. We see that the tzaddik, the shame tzaddik, is connected with achila. So in the Sefer Yetzirah says himlich ois tzaddik, and mitzaddik, right, corresponding to the pasuk tzaddik oichel l'soy v'nafshay. Says Reb Tzaddik v'chein b'chodesh zeh. You'll see in particular how noteworthy other aspects of this chodesh. How you see how it's clearly connected to this nekuda that we're developing. Because what else do we find in chodesh Shvat? We find the chodesh Shvat it happens to be Rosh Hashanah Lilonos. Chodesh Shvat happens to be the Chodesh where we have Rosh Hashanah Lilonos, Tu Bishvat, Kumen Shomrus Chazal say either Be'echot B'Shvat Rosh Hashanah Lilon that the Shit of B'Shamai. Well, the Beit Hillel is B'Tuv B'Shvat, B'Tuv Boy. So Tzadik explains Rosh Hashanah Adam Rishon was created, right? It was Rosh Hashanah. That's Adam Rishon. It was Rosh Hashanah. Because the world was created Chof Hei Be'el. The world was created Chof Hei Be'el. And Adam Rishon was created was on Rosh Hashanah. So if we're trying to make a Rosh Hashanah Le'ilon, or he says with Tzadik, it's going to be on the day that Adam Rishon was created, and on the day that Adam Rishon was Choyte. And we want to be Misakin. The same thing through which Adam Rishon was Choyte on a Rosh Hashanah, we're giving a corresponding Rosh Hashanah to make a tikkun in that. As he points out, because in the beginning, before the chait, Koyachilas Adam Rishon created. What was Adam Rishon supposed to be eating? Mekol Eitz Hagan, right? Because Baruch Hu said you can eat from all of the fruits of the trees, right? Ochel Teichel. Ubo Hamitzah. The Torah says Mekol Eitz Hagan Ochel Teichel. Go to the next column. Shezeh Hoyim Mitzvah Seser. The Tzaddik says when Hakadosh Baruch Hu said you can eat from every tree, it was not just a heter, it was actually became a mitzvah seser. Because Baruch Hu said I want you to eat. Mekol Eitz Hagan. So every achilah, when every time Adam Rishon took a fruit from the trees that he was allowed to eat from, that was an achilah shel mitzvah. Automatically it was an achilah shel mitzvah. The hichnus kedusha lahanachol. Memela, being that it's an achilah shel mitzvah, that act is machnis, puts kedusha into the machol, kemoi b'chol maisa mitzvahs. Just like in every maisa mitzvah, shemevachar ash kedishonu b'mitzvahisam. There's a kedusha in the act of that mitzvah. Same thing, automation ate peiros, it was a maisa mitzvah. There was kedusha in that machol. The Zer Shenemah, that's what the Zohar Chodesh says. It says, "Vayinecheu." If you remember, it says in Gan Eden, "Ulavda ulishamra." So the Zohar Kodesh says, "Ulavda" means mitzvah sese, "ulishamra" means loisase. Now there was restrictions, and there's mitzvah sese. "Ulavda" means positive deeds, "ulishamra" hishamra means lavi, restriction. So the Zohar Kodesh says, "Ulavda" means betikudin daase, "ulavda" means that which he's supposed to be doing, "ulishamra" means betikudin daloisase. Behind it, a mitzvah sese mikolo eitz toichal, right? That was the lo'ovda. That's the mitzvah sese, in the positive way. But mitzvah loisase and priyot loitoichal. Now, so the isa, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, look how he relates it to connection. It's an amazing thing he says here. The Gemara says that we know on the Yom Tov of Shuas, it was a mitzvah to bring the shtei alechem. Shtei alechem consisted of two loaves of bread. Every Shuas was a mitzvah, which that was a korban tibur. He brought the kibseh teres, which was shlomim, korban shlomim. This is the two animals. In addition to the kibseh teres, they brought the shtei alechem. And the Gemara tells us that what is the function of the shtei alechem? So the Gemara says, listen to what the Gemara says. Heviu shtei alechem bat teres, because Baruch Hu says, bring before me shtei alechem on Shavuos, because through bringing the shtei alechem, she's Baruch Hu lochem teres ha'ilun. The gula of the shtei alechem is that this, by bringing the shtei alechem, you will enjoy blessing into the fruits of your trees. What is the connection? Rashi himself has a number of perushim. Shtei alechem is lechem. That's wheat. That's tvua. Tvua doesn't grow on trees. Tvua grows on the ground. What's the pshat in the posuk? Chazal. Because Baruch Hu says, Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's Lashon Gemara. Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hey, viu lefonai, please bring shtei alechem b'teres, because as a result of the shtei alechem, you're going to have a broch in the teres ilum. What's the connection? So Rashi, one of the perushim, says something very, Uperish Rashi, Rabbi Yehuda letanei, Rabbi Yehuda is the mandoma there. He goes according to the opinion, Omar eats she'ochel on the merushin chito hoya. The beauty of the opinion, because we know that the machlokes, what was actually the fruit that Chava gave, right? Chava ate, another mate from the Eitz Hadas. One opinion says it was yayin, or geffen, was geffen. And the other opinion is, it was chito. The beauty happened to hold that it was chito. Says the tzaddik, you know what we read into this chazal? Vahayna. The truth is, when we observe wheat today, this is a totally different phenomenon than as it was before the chait. Before the chait, chito did not grow simply out of the ground the way we see it today. Because the chito, the way we see it today, right, is far from being developed. We start to grind it, we have to turn it to flour, we have to make bread, we have to bake bread. But originally before the chait, you had finished product, finished loaves of bread growing on trees. As is pointed out in Chazal, the koydem achet hoy achitor gamkin kemay priyoet kemay shi leosid, and that's the way it's going to be again. Leosid lavoi shomu Chazal in Shabbos asida eretz Yisrael shetoytzi glis koyish. You're going to have bilkalach on the trees. You have bilkalach on the trees, and that's the way it was before. The chayin hoy koydem abgam Hachito gluska muchenet o machalodim kechol ha'peres. So the same way you have a regular fruit that you pluck off a tree before the chet, you add bread off the tree. You didn't have to take the wheat, right, and then make it into flour and then make a dough and so on and so forth until you bake a bread. But after the chet of the merishin was niskalu, came the curse. B'zeis apecho toichalechem. Then there was many setbacks. Then there was many setbacks and many reversals. Those kami yigiyas yogad merishin. How many troubles and tirchas of the merishin has to go through? Until you get bread, if you make a chesed of all of the malachis, chorash, first you have to plow. Right? We go to the store, we just buy it like that. You don't realize the whole history behind the bread. When it's chorash, you have to plow, bizarra, then you have to seed, then the kotar, right? Then you have to reap, and then you have to winnow, and then you have to thresh, and you thresh, and you have to winnow, and all of that, and so on and so forth. You have to grind it until you have the finished product. That's why it's brought down in the Poskim that when you make a moitzi lechem in oros, you should put your 10 fingers on the bread. Why? Because connected the 10 malachis. There are 10 malachis that are required from the time you have a chito. You start out with the piece, with the wheat kernel, until you're able to enjoy bread. There are 10 malachis involved. Zeis apecho toichalechem. 10 new malachis came into the world until you have bread. All this was not necessary. Kleidem achet. And this is the way it's going to be lost in love again. This is going to be lost in love again. So Mamela. So he says, Velosh Vopa, and you have to knead the dough, Vop and bake it, etc. Says Reb Tzadik. When Shavuos comes, what was Shavuos? Shavuos is Matan Torah. You remember when Yidden reached Matan Torah, what did Chazal say was Poskul Zahamosa? All of the tumah that the first chet created within them was clearly purified. So in a sense, the Yidden on Shavuos, which was Matan Torah, they actually became elevated to the matzav of the Mishin Kodim Achet. Lune Chet Oegel would have been a different world. So at Matan Torah, the world, in a certain sense, was going to be restored. And Yidden returned back to the original matzav of Adam Kodim Achet. What kind of Torah existed then? You didn't have a wheat kernel the way we have it today. You're talking about finished chalas. Chalas that came out is a finished product in the same way that fruit today. So the challah of yesteryear were like that we see fruits today. They would say we see fruits off a tree, right? The finished product. The lechem before the chet are like the peiris today after the chet. So says the Torah, when Shavuos comes, says the Chazal, Ubatzeresh was man matan Torah dechsev ani omati, right? Elohim atem. Because Baruch Hu says that my hopes for you, Klal Yisrael, that you are like malachim now. Matan Torah elevated you to the highest level. So Amr Torah, the Devil Torah says now, Hey, Viu Shtei Alechem, says the Tzadik, this is the meaning. Bring the Shtei Alechem, she's Baruchu Peiris Ilun. Because in the Olam HaTikun, Lechem then was like Peiris Taket now. It's only in present form where we see Lechem in a totally different, with B'zeis HaPecho Teich HaLechem, when Lechem is a different, totally different appearance, takes on, which is deficient, which is Niskalel. But in Shavuos, we have an opportunity again to go and to raise ourselves up to a madrega, which is the bechina, which is the mishkod machen. So the koyach, which is inherent in Shavuos, is to be able to be me'ira that zman, to bring back that privilege, or to bring back that nekuda, that which is that if it's in a matzav of koyde machet, then we have the gulus koyach, we have the chalas, which are without any deficiencies, which are in perfect form, and those chalas, in fact, can bring bracha into the Peiris Ilun, because the chalas themselves are in the same way like we see and we view Peiris Ilun today. So the tzaddik now of Omar, himlech oy tzaddik b'le'ite, chodesh shvat has the koyach where it becomes the dominant force b'le'ite v'loy Omar b'achila. What is the difference between le'ite and achila? Now the Shem Yishmul, let's remember, pointed out the difference between le'ite and achila is in the kavonet to achila, right? In how one eats. That's the difference between Le'ita and Achila. Reb Tzadik has a different twist on it. He says, you know what Le'ita is? The Le'ita Nikra Al Yidei Acher. When you eat by yourself, when you feed yourself, it's called Achila. When somebody feeds you, Halitaini no, pour into me. The lotion of Le'ita means when one is being fed by someone else. That's a very important Nekudah. And Reb Tzadik goes on right away, he has a Raya. Says a Kamesh Omru, a number of Rayas. We find the Medrash says, the Medrash tells us regarding Esau. Esav comes back, he's oyev, right, he's tired. And the medrash says, pour out pivo yisarosha kigomol. He opens his mouth like a camel. Oma aloi. Esav says to Yaakov, anopsach pumi. Right, I open my mouth, va'atei mishtader, and you continue to pour the ozul kadot etaninim. Like we learned in the Mishnah, it says Avol Malitin. You know, like when you stuff, like stuff again. You know, when you stuff these birds used to stuff these geese. It's Avol Malitin. Means to stuff it. The Medrash uses that lotion. Avol Malitin. This is what Esau says to Yaakov. Pour into me. Uksib Yaakov Avinu. Now let's take a look what it said to Yaakov Avinu in contrast. The Yaakov Avinu, we find it says, V'notan li lechem le'echo le'beged lilboish. What's Yaakov Avinu saying? He's being misfiled because his brother give me lechem to eat and beged lilboish. Rabbi Isai, what else do you do with lechem? Why does it have to say lechem le'echo? Give me lechem. We know what to do with lechem. Give me lechem, give me food, and give me clothing. Yaakov Avinu is not happy with that. Give me lechem le'echo. What else are you going to do with it? Give me beged lilboish. So the tzaddik, why is he saying that? V'lom ksiv le'echol lilboish. Why does he have to add? Why does he have to add the purpose? Why is that the purpose? Umi lo yoda. Who doesn't know shalechem achila u'beged lilboish? After all, the ger. When the Torah talks about feeding a ger, Avinu's bakosha was a totally different bakosha. He's not just asking Rabbi Shalom, give me food. Yaakov Avinu olav shalom dikei sheyitin Hashem yizborach lo'y halechem. Ve'gamu achila, meaning sheyachileu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you feed me. If I eat myself, I eat as a human being. How great can a human being already do with his own koiches? But you, Rabbi Shalom, if you're going to feed me, so my entire achil will be an achil, the kedusha. You feed me. That's the expression Yaakov means. Not only give me the lechem, but give me also the le'echol part. Give me the achila part. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you nurture me, you feed me. And the same thing he says, v'gamu achila nochamol, she'achileu v'yachila b'kedusha. That's the le'echol. V'chein shitin Hashem izborach ha'beged. Same thing comes with clothing. Right? V'halavisha. She'al b'sheyu Hashem izborach. Because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts on the begodim, then simple begodim become, whereas tam begodim, they are turned into big dekehuna, the tzaddik says. Then the begodim are raised to the level of Big Day Shabbos. Become the begodim of Kedusha. I myself have maybe limited koiches, but I can be mispalto Kodesh Baruch Hu. You are Kodesh Baruch Hu. You stand by me. You feed me. You clothe me. Of course, through me, I'm going to be doing it. But you are Kodesh Baruch Hu. Your input directly. I want a direct input from you, Kodesh Baruch Hu. He says, "Ukamashim Mitzino defined Balavisha." And the Tzaddik says, "Don't think that this is something new." What Yaakov Avinu really is doing, he's linking himself again to the Marishan. Let's take a look again as the Tzaddik takes us back to the Marishan again. But the Marishan it says, "Vayas Hashem Elokim liyodem alishnoi kosta soir." And "Vayal bishem." What does "Vayal bishem" mean? Because Baruch didn't merely say here. It was HaKadosh Baruch also dressed them. So not only the etzem levush, HaKadosh Baruch did not only give them the begodim, HaKadosh Baruch also did the ma'aseh levisha. "Vayal bishem." The Levat, she also lehem a kosnois. Besides the fact that Kodesh Baruch Hu actually made the kosnois, he'll be shom Hashem Yisroch. Kodesh Baruch Hu was malavish them. He clothed them. The chen kosa b'zor HaKodesh. And if you think this is tam adiyuk in the posik, I'm making this up, there's a tzaddik look in the Zohar HaKodesh. Zohar HaKodesh says, Yisal ketatoch, if you think for one moment, the inun is slapshu migarbayim behu, that you think that they were loivish themselves, they clothed themselves alone. Tochazi kama muktech sevayalbishem. The kuchibrihu albishloin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the one who was malbish then. Is it any clearer? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only gives the clothing, but it's Yitochan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also clothes you. Does the Maisa Levisha for you. That's the Maisa Levisha b'kedusha. V'chein b'bigdei kehuna. Take a look by b'bigdei kehuna tzivashom yizborach le'moshe Rabbeinu la'asu islohem u'lahalbisham. When Moshe is malbish, it's a totally different level of levisha when Moshe is clothing someone. But the Marishan is, when it comes to the begotten of the Marishan, it says the Medrash. Shehoyo dechinas bigdei kehuna. The Medrash describes the begotten. That was already after the chait, mind you. Still it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ve'yalbishe. Still it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu clothed them. Says the Medrash, describes the level of the madrega of the Marishan's clothing. It was the b'chinas b'gdei kehuna, b'chinas b'gdei Shabbos. Shom Hashom, the Medrash says, lo vash b'gdei kehuna gedoy lo shenemar, vayas. And the Gemara Benish Darshan is the posse. Ve'al bishem, right? Ve'al bishem. The fact that Kodesh Baruch Hu did the Maisa Levisha, that's similar as we find by Moshe Rabbeinu doing with b'gdei kehuna the Maisa Levisha to the Koyanim. B'gdei Shabbos are you? It's b'gdei Shabbos. The Begodim or the Marishan war was b'gdei Shabbos. It was in the weekdays, it wasn't Shabbos. That was the madrega of those begodim. Shabbos to give begodim. Shabbos to give bechina. Behind it, our levisha hoya the kedusha levisha the mitzvah. There's a famous ma'aser that of the Moranayim, the Nuchim Chernobyl, that was like Erev Shabbos. He was ready to go into Shabbos, and he always knew that after the Hachonas of Shabbos, he already anticipated. You know, he was married the kedusha of Shabbos after the Hachonas of Shabbos and after the mikveh. And everything, when he went into Shabbos, he already felt he was on a much higher level. He was marigish already, he experienced Kedusha Shabbos. There was one particular Erev Shabbos where he did all of the achonas, and still it somehow he didn't feel it. He felt there was something lacking. Something was lacking in his Kedusha Shabbos. And he noticed he was wearing one sock, a weekday sock. In other words, so that already reduced his level of Kedusha. Bigdei Shabbos. Tzadikim are marigish, and the Bigdei Shabbos is a Kedusha that the person becomes invested with a neshama, the seira of Shabbos, and a person becomes elevated. And this is the idea. When a Kodesh Baruch Hu does the Levisha, or a Moshe Rabbeinu does the Levisha, then it's a different, totally different kind of a Levisha. It's a Levisha b'kedusha. It's a Levisha de mitzvah. V'zeshe b'kesh Yaakov Avinu, and that is what Yaakov Avinu was inspired. V'nosem lechem la'echol means, she'yitlo eshem izborach, v'yachileu. That's not lechel I should eat. V'yachileu, you feed me. She b'kedusha. Tachsid. And this is very consistent. The Tzaddik throws another posik. Hulekim haroya oisi, Hakadosh Baruch Hu sustains me. Ukimoy roya, says the Tzaddik. Take a shepherd, for instance. Shelevad shemoy viltoy nelamokimira, a loyal shepherd. Not enough that he brings his flock to the pasture. Many times he helps the sheep eat. What he does is he takes up a cluster of grass and he puts it into the mouth. You see it all the time, where the shepherd actually feeds his animals. Literally, he feeds them. He's not taking them to pasture, but he actually feeds them. That is the idea of a roya. Roya shelevat shemoyvil toynu lamokim mira machilam biyodov. Now, Kavino is saying, Elokim haroya oisi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats me as a roya. Means he actually feeds me. He puts the food in my mouth. Lachem beged lilboy shial bisheyu. As a matter of fact, he says, we find that when we say the birchas of shachar in the morning, we say, Vechem birchas, we say, oisri yisrael bikigura. HaKadosh Baruch Hu girdles klal yisrael bikigura with strength. The Oizer Yisrael b'tifar, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu crowns Klal Yisrael with glory. These two brachas, Oizer Yisrael and Oizer Yisrael, says the Gemara brachas, is referring when a person gets dressed in the morning. Chenisaknu, these were instituted alavishas achagura, in other words, you put on the belt. Vahasudra, sudra is the headgear. Shem levusha mitzvah, because you know the belt is considered to be a levusha mitzvah. Why? Because the belt separates the lower part of the body, right, from the heart. So the erva and the heart are not in the same domain. That's what the chagura does, and the sudra, of course, which is the head covering. That's like, as the Gemara says, cover your head. You should have emes at the shemaya for your shemaim. That's the way you say the yarmulke that you cover. So Mamela, he says, these things certainly are levusha de mitzvah. So the chagura is considered to be a levusha mitzvah, and the sudra, which is the headgear, is a levusha de mitzvah. As he points out right now, hachagura is a levusha mitzvah shlo liboy royes erva. So his heart should not be able to see the erva, meaning it should not be in the same domain. Vahasudar and the kerchief that's on the head shall yellow begil rosh. So since it's a levisha de mitzvah, look at the lashon of the bracha. Being that it is a levisha de mitzvah, who's considered as doing it for him? The bracha oizer yisrael, Hakadosh Baruch Hu does it. Oizer he, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, brachata Hashem lekem lechayim. Oizer yisrael, you are the one who girdles the yidden. The oizer yisrael, you crown. Oizer goes on Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The bracha is connected to Hakadosh Baruch Hu doing it. Shashem is baruch malbush es yisrael be levusha mitzvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu just prepares the levushim. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, does the levisha also. So now it's a levisha de mitzvah. Levisha de mitzvah. So the Bazoi, there's a tzaddik v'omar loshin li'ita. So the same idea, So now with the intention of the Sefer Yetzirah, himlech oisadik b'le'ita means that in the Shabbat, you can come to the madrega of le'ite. What's again the difference between achila and le'ite? Achila is when you eat yourself. Le'ite means when you're being fed. Now, by Esav, le'ite is in a derogatory term because he's being fed, right? He's being fed in order to push it to stop and to fill his craving. We want a Kodesh Baruch Hu to feed us. Le'ite, in a generic sense, merely means to be fed. And Amela, with the koyach that we're able to strive for and we're able to be mispalo for in this chaydish, she'u achila b'kedusha, she'u Hashem izborach hamachil. Hakadosh Baruch Hu should be doing the feeding for us. Shenikra le'ita, because that is what le'ita means. It means to be fed. And in this context, what it means to be fed is by Kodesh Baruch Hu directly. That's the koyach of Chodesh Shvat. And he continues, and we conclude with this. Rami says, Lashon le'ita, another 2 minutes. He says, the Lashon of le'ita is, we find Shu begomel. Interesting noteworthy, says the Tzaddik, Lashon of Le'ita, we find as the Pasuk, as Chazal said, by Esav, Po'asiv, he opens his mouth like a gom, like a camel. Right? He said, Halitain in awe. So it's very interesting. So the Lashon of Le'ita, we find when someone wants to stuff himself like a camel. So Tzadik said, you know what the Moshel is? Le'ita shehi begomel, because shegomel achilosei merubah. A camel, as you know, eats a lot, an awful lot. Because shoheilach v'nidbar is, because a camel has to, right, the storage, right, the long trips. So he goes through the desert, v'tzorach lishrei samachal v'vitnoi. The east says, and we know, on the other hand, we know tzadik oichel l'soy v'nafshoi. On the other hand, we know that a tzadik that eats l'soy v'nafshoi means he eats sparingly. That's the hepech of a gomel. But they're called tzadik oichel l'soy v'nafshoi, that's the hepech of a gomel. Because the Medrash says, that goes on Eliezer, Shoma, with Eliezer, say, Terevke, hagimiyeni ma'at ma'ayim. Right? Medrash relates that posit to tzadik oichel l'soy v'nafshoi. Abyssal. Just as much as you need. Kedei gemiyah, which means just to swallow, so to speak. Ubetin rishoyim techzar, ze esaf, poa pit ki gomel. So there, when you talk about achila like a gomel, that certainly is derogatory. Because mechal, that's a hepech of tzadik oichel l'soy v'nafshoi. Says the tzadik, not always. Not always. Ach motzinu af achila meruba shiyah b'kedusha. It's shayach that you have an achila meruba, but it's b'kedusha. K'mo yishomru, the Gemara says in Psochim. V'yichnas yoichinim b'gaboy, there was a person yoichin ben arboy. And the Gemara says there, v'yamalik kreisim mikotchi shemayim, he ate kotchim. There's a lot of boss of kotchim. How much did he eat? The oichel mem saw. There, 40 saw. Goizlois, pigeons. Bikinu achsuda. That was dessert. All right. So, apshahoy achila meruba. Ometino misper zelara. We find, by the way, the corresponding lotion. There's a Gemara Sanhedrin. Mem saw. Somebody who stops himself, we find that lotion in a derogatory term. Nokomokim, however, this particular person, yoichenen, uhoy mishubach bazeh. Why? Because it was an achila bekedusha. If a person is able to eat achila b'kedusha, he serves Hashem with achila as well. The hoyo karbonos, that achila is like a carbon shame. Kotcha shemay mamish. Omatzino, when we turn the page now, matzino b'Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi. The Gemara tells us concerning Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi, also Gemara in Psochim. The Gemara tells us there sheshosa koisei b'chad zimna. They drank the entire cup in one swallow. And the Gemara says it's not a nice thing to do, to drink, you know, with one swallow, one swoop, you know, you give a drink. A little Ashnaps Glaz Lepshe. Finish Agansim Bechet. And he drank there, Agansim Kois, he drank there, Bechad Zimne. So, Voma Loi. And they said to him, you know, they asked him the question, how do they do it? So, Smith tells it to them. So, they said, Omrus, he says, what he said, the Kois of Kotten, he says, if you have, number one, if the cup is not that big, the Yenuch Mosuk, and the wine is sweet, the Kreisi Rechova, and you have a wide stomach. So he's saying on himself, he has Kreisi Rechova. So I can handle it. Says the tzaddik, what does it mean? So here we see crazy Rechava, right? We're talking about great people here, and it's being used as a mila. So he says because she who ha yoichel l'soy v'nafshel l'shem shemayim, v'hoy b'kedusha, v'hoy crazy Rechava b'kedusha. The chaymatzin we find shir hashirim, but Reb Shimon, Rabbi Yosef, he says gabit tanura, who was sitting there by an oven. It says. They were sitting there and everything that came out of the oven, he ate up the whole thing. So you can imagine it was an oven full of stuffed food, and he was eating it all up. Ein shom. So he says, you know why? Because that was l'soiv anapshoi. It was for his nefesh. It was not for his guf. Tzadik oich l'soiv anapshoi means if you're eating, if your achila is achila shel mitzvah, then every achila, every kezias you eat, is doing a tikkun for the nefesh. So no matter how much you eat, this is all a tikkun for the nefesh. The nefesh is bleak wool. It's an avodas Hashem, like any avodas Hashem. Sheyiloi koyach l'toyer, v'hoi b'kedusha. Concludes with tzadik v'chein achila Shabbos b'kedusha. The chila of Shabbos distinguishes itself from the weekday. It says from the Arizal, shekol ma sheyisrael oichel b'Shabbos. Shabbos has the distinction. Av lanois atzmoi. Shabbos, you're allowed to eat lanos atzmoi, because automatically, the fact that it's an achila shel Shabbos is automatically sanctified into the kedusha. That's the difference between an achila b'Shabbos and achila b'chol. An achila, no matter how much you eat on Shabbos, is considered an achila b'kedusha. The zehu, and that again goes back to the Sefer Yetzira. Himlech ois tzadik b'le'ita, meaning is, l'sakin o achila, shi'i Hashem yizborach hamachol, l'ita means to be fed by Kodesh Baruch Hu, v'yi achila b'kedusha. But that doesn't happen automatically. That's the koich of the chodesh, and that was until Yaakovina was mispower. But what the Sefer Tzir tells us that this is the essence of the chodesh, and then this is the chodesh that we have a special siyata d'shemaya to be able to raise our level in avodas Hashem, in particular in the area of achila, to be able to do an achila l'shem shemayim.